peel and cores of the apples, along with the skin and pith of grapefruit and lemon, are wrapped in muslin,
which is placed in a saucepan along with the citrus flesh and the quartered apples.
Simmering should get all the pectin out of the giant tea bag, which makes the marmalade set.
So how long do we simmer that for now, Bridget?
Well, about 45 minutes.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's till the peel's soft?
Till the peel is soft, yes. It must be soft before you can put the sugar in.
And I seem to be the one who has to squeeze it out.
That's serious squeezing.
There's lots of ladies said that to me. Oh, I do like the way you squeeze it. Thank you, madam.
Yeah, we're in casualty with broken ribs.
Yeah.
Bridget uses an equal quantity of sugar to fruit, ensuring that the marmalade will be sweet enough.
And that sugar has the added advantage of acting like a preservative.
It should make about 12,
yeah,
14 pots, yes.
To check if it'll set, you spoon some of the marmalade onto a chilled saucer. If it forms a skin, it's ready to bottle up.
Yeah, it is. It's starting to set.
Yes, well, you can tell. That's done.
It's still in there.
Yeah.
It's dragging, isn't it?
With the jam cooling, it's on to Bridget's next recipe, Chicken Maryland.